This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. has taken possession of a North Korean cargo ship for violating international sanctions. A first-of-its-kind seizure that comes amid escalating tensions between the two countries over North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The Wise Onis, North Korea's second-largest bulk carrier, was first seized by Indonesian authorities in April of 2018 as it was transporting 25,000 tons of high-grade coal valued at $3 million to Indonesia. Indonesian officials later turned over the ship to the U.S. last July. Officials said the vessel is now in U.S. custody and on its way to American Samoa, and they're seeking a civil injunction against it. U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators have ended the first of 2 days of talks aimed at saving a trade deal, even as the U.S. imposed heavier tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. The tariffs went from 10% to 25% on Friday. The Trump administration is said to be trying to force changes in China's trade, subsidy, and intellectual property practices, something in which the president has talked about.
They couldn't have done what they're doing. They're building a ship every 3 weeks. They're building aircraft like you've never seen, fighter jets. I respect it. I don't blame them. I blame our past leadership.
The two sides have been unable to reach a deal due in part to differences over the enforcement of an agreement and a timeline for removing the tariffs. The Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman told reporters in Beijing Thursday that China would not bow to any pressure and warned it has the determination and ability to defend its own interest. The USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group and four B-52 bombers have all arrived in the Middle East region after concerns Iran may be planning an attack against American targets. The carrier strike group completed its transit Thursday through the Suez Canal, according to a U.S. Central Command spokesman. This is VOA News. The 19-year-old suspect in last month's shooting at a Southern California synagogue has been charged with more than 100 federal hate crimes and civil rights violations. John Ernest has already pleaded not guilty to state murder and attempted murder charges in connection with the April 27th attack on a pop. And a U.S. attorney Robert Brewer says 109 hate crimes charges have been filed against the 19-year-old.
One count for every person in the synagogue on April 27th, including 12 children. Each of these counts is death penalty eligible, plus 54 counts of hate crime acts.
One person was killed, three others wounded, including an 8-year-old girl. President Trump has settled on Patrick Shanahan to lead the Department of Defense. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
Patrick Shanahan appears to be in line to be President Donald Trump's second Secretary of Defense. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders released a statement saying Shanahan is beyond qualified to lead the Department of Defense and he will do an excellent job. The 56-year-old Shanahan has been serving as acting secretary since January 1st. The former Boeing executive, who served as deputy secretary for 2 years under Jim Mattis, is not known to face any organized opposition in Congress. Mike Gracia, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the nation is facing a constitutional crisis, and she's promising a methodical effort in having Congress pursue oversight of the Trump administration. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Pelosi says President Trump's finding new ways to obstruct lawmakers each day.
The president is almost self-impeaching.
But she's tamping down impeachment talk and instead previewing a long game strategy for dealing with the White House.
We won't go any faster than the facts take us, or any slower than the facts take us.
Pelosi says there's no rush to have the full House vote on holding Attorney General William Barr in contempt. The House still wants to hear from Special Counsel Bob Mueller. The president tweeted a few days ago Mueller should not testify, but today reverted to his earlier statement.
I'm going to leave that up to the Attorney General.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Trump said Thursday that he was very surprised that the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee subpoenaed his oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., for more testimony linked to the panel's investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The U.S. leader said his son had already testified for nearly 20 hours. It was not immediately clear if Trump Jr. will comply with the subpoena, even though it was issued by the Republican-controlled congressional panel. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.